The U.S. and Arizona Chambers of Commerce hosted a conference this week in Phoenix looking at what organizers call corporate water stewardship. The Business H2O Water Innovation Summit brought together business and water leaders from around the state and country and those from Israel. I sat down earlier with two of the participants. Josh Cram is Senior Director for Middle East Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Oded Distel is Director of Israel New Tech at the Ministry of Economy in Israel. And I started our conversation by asking Josh Cram about how instructive Israel can be as an example of how to deal with some of the water challenges this country faces.
You know, water powers the global economy, so it's used to extract energy and minerals from the earth. And it's an essential ingredient to manufacturing and everything that powers the business community. So we're keenly aware to challenges and opportunities for the business community, and the future and sustainability of water resources is an important one. It's important to look around the world for best-in-class solutions to water problems. And as a global leader of water and a country that has managed and sustained water resources and developed really unbelievable public policy, there's no better place to look around the world than Israel.
Oded, how big and how important to Israel's economy is how it is able to handle water and, to some extent, water scarcity?
It's huge. Israel is engaged with the water management and water planning from the very point where the country was established, and actually way before even. And water was a national issue from the beginning, from the very beginning. So it is related to business, to agriculture, to society, to political issues, to all aspects of our very existence.
Josh, are there particular practices that you found that Israelis maybe have adapted or come up with that are particularly useful here in the States?
You know, it's interesting. The conference that we're organizing this week with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and with the Ministry of Economy in Israel will bring people from across the business community together with universities, water utility companies, agriculture companies, farmers. So the solutions really range the gamut from everything from drip irrigation in the agriculture space to technologies that are monitoring and measuring leaks in public utility companies that are moving water from place to place.
Let me add on that a key element is building a system that is interacted and looks at the water issues from a holistic point of view, rather segmenting between agriculture, industry, and municipalities. A key factor is to create synergies and to create linkage between the different stakeholders. And by that, you can leverage much more every drop of water to the benefit of everybody.
Well, how do you try to do that? Because, for example, in this part of the world, this is a big issue right now here in Arizona, trying to get a plan together for what to do to try to preserve Colorado River water if one of the big reservoirs around here gets below a certain level and a drought is declared, the emergency is declared. There are obviously lots of different stakeholders who need different amounts of water for different purposes. How do you try to bring all those folks together in some cases which have competing needs?
So first, the idea is that we want to address the interest and the needs of everybody. And let's try to build a mechanism and business models that can serve the big picture. So I'm not saying that we have the formula that is copy-paste from Israel, but just as an example, agriculture in Israel is largely based on reuse concept. If we didn't do reuse on a large scale, there was no agriculture in Israel. So the ability to say we take wastewater from municipalities, treat them to a very high level, then store them, then use them when we need during summertime for irrigation, and doing irrigation in a very efficient way through drip irrigation. Those are all concepts that, it's not rocket science, but you have to build the right bridges between the different stakeholders in order to have the flow of water, flow of money, and flow of responsibilities between the different players.
Josh, that sounds a lot like what folks are at least trying to do here.
I think what Israel's done so well in the water sector is that they've prioritized it as a national asset. And they've brought the range of stakeholders to one table to discuss how to manage it for the use of everyone. I think there's a challenge here in the United States. There's a lot more stakeholders. We have a bigger country. the way water is managed, the way water, who owns water, water rights, water policy at the state, local, and federal level is very different. You can't copy and paste the Israel experience to the United States, but there's a lesson in bringing the folks together.
Josh, when you talk to different stakeholders around the U.S. and maybe even just around the West, do they understand where you're coming from as far as the economic importance of water and sort of the importance of them coming together and forming some understandings and agreements?
Consumers understand what water is, how they use it. But I think the economic input of water is less well known. I think it's not well known how much water is used in manufacturing or how much water is used to grow our food. So I think part of what we're trying to do is lend some exposure to this as an issue and bring the business community as a champion of these issues to talk about the importance of water as a driver for economic growth in cities, states, and at the national level.
Do you find that the different regions of the country, I mean, we talked about different stakeholders, and to an extent, like Arizona, there are different ecosystems in Israel, different demands for water in different parts of the state, be it urban, rural, agricultural, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you sense that the different needs and the different users of water understand what the others need and sort of where they're coming from?
So, you know, there is a tough discussion between the different stakeholders, and obviously farmers expect to get water in a very low price, and they would like to preserve kind of what they see their rights for water, and the growing population in the urban area is demanding more water, and, you know, you want to have sophisticated modern industry as well. So just as a figure, you know, the Intel factory in Israel takes more or less the same amount of water as the city next door, which, of course, is huge. But it's a brilliant factory that brings a lot of prosperity to the Israeli economy. So we do want to see it continue and growing. So there is a tough discussion between the different stakeholders, but eventually everybody coexists side by side, and the synergies between them makes it happen.
Josh, the Intel example is, I think, a particularly interesting one, because I think for a lot of people in the U.S. and even perhaps in Arizona and the West, you know, they see, you know, a manufacturing facility or some other business entity that is using a great deal of water, and they're hearing messages, well, you know, let's be really careful with how we use it. Make sure not to leave the water on when you brush your teeth, for example. You know, be mindful about how long you take showers. Is there a concern about trying to make sure that everybody is sort of on the same page and understanding of what the different needs are depending on where you're coming from in terms of your water usage?
Absolutely. You know, I think part of this is, you know, part of the conversation where you have all the stakeholders together so that there is an understanding of balancing the needs for job creation and growth and through manufacturing and protecting and managing finite resources in water. And I think you have to strike that balance. But there's also, in a lot of this discussion of what we're trying to do at this forum, is introduce new technology into the manufacturers, into other companies that are really intensive users of water so that they can continue to improve. They can continue to, you know, increase manufacturing while decrease consumption and use of water. And so it's not a static thing, but through innovation and through new technology, whether it's coming from the United States or whether it's coming from Israel or in other places, these technologies can be transformative to our manufacturing sector, our agriculture sector, and beyond.
There is a concept of there is a tight connection between growth and kind of using resources and in a way harming the environment. And I think we would like to see decoupling between the two and saying we can gain growth, we can gain a higher standard of living. It doesn't necessarily be on the account of environment, water, air, and all those resources.
Technology must play a fairly large role in that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Oded, Josh, thanks a lot for coming in, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oded Distel is Director of Israel New Tech at the Ministry of Economy in Israel. Josh Cram is Senior Director for Middle East Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.